Sandy Karsten joins us. She is the director of the Department of Public Safety, appointed by Governor Mike Parson in August and assumed that position on September 1st. And Sandy, how about your thoughts on leading that department? Was this something you're really looking forward to?
Well, it is now. It wasn't something that I was seeking. But when the governor asked, I couldn't turn him down. I certainly enjoyed my career with the Highway Patrol and miss the folks that I worked with, but I'm leading a great department now and with great folks that are committed to public service, much the same that the patrol folks were.
So how did this all come about for you?
Well, Governor Parson and I have known each other for a long time, and he asked if that was something that I would be interested in, and I said, well, I've never ever given it thought about that and hadn't aspired to be the director of DPS, and he indicated he'd be personally grateful if that was something that I would accept, so I gave it some thought and prayed about it, and it seemed like that was the direction I was led to go.
All right, most people have never gotten a phone call from the governor saying, hey, how would you like to do this? What's that like?
It's just a little overwhelming, and it kind of left me speechless. So,
all right, is it humbling, too, to be offered this type of position?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, I was humbled whenever he told me that I could continue as colonel in his administration. I was very proud to serve as the colonel of the patrol, and I'm very proud to serve as the DPS director and certainly humbled every day by the work that goes on by the folks that are committed to public safety across the state.
Let's take a real quick look back at your time with the Highway Patrol, too. What were some of your fondest memories?
My fondest memories is probably the relationships that I had with people on the road as well as in the communities and where I worked. And then later in my career as the colonel with the employees of the patrol and those that we partner with outside. You know, whenever I was appointed colonel and the news coverage was on that, I received a lot of phone calls from many of people that I did not realize I had impacted their lives like I had. And that's true for public safety in that you know some of the people that you impact, but many you will never know, but you continue to serve. And to have those experiences, it was very humbling to receive those phone calls and then to be reminded of memories of years gone by. Just last week I was at a community event and I was reminded of an accident that I worked for this gentleman. I didn't remember it, but he certainly did, and once he started describing it, why I did remember it. And so it's those relationships that you made, you know, and the impact that you had with somebody in a trying time, maybe in their day or their life, and that you made a difference for them.
Do you remember, and this will be the last question about the patrol, do you remember the first call you ever responded to as a road officer?
I don't remember the first call. I remember the first car stop, and I remember the first, bad traffic crash, but I don't remember the first call that I responded to.
Okay, how about your time in Unionville? Did you ever think you'd be able to go from someone growing up in Putnam County in Unionville, Missouri, to where you are today?
You know, I always aspired to serve. My family is in public service, and my dad served on the school board. But I first became interested in public service with the patrol and exposed through that through a youth program that I attended. And what got me interested in applying for that youth program was one of my teachers at Putnam County. I was writing for the school newspaper at the time, and she encouraged me to write an article on it. And once I did the research, I thought, you know, this is something I'm interested in. And so growing up in Putnam County is a good foundation for folks. You certainly have the work ethic that comes with growing up on a farm and doing all the responsibilities with that. But I was involved in sports and a lot of extracurricular activities with school. And so you could see that there's always opportunities for you regardless of where you want to end up being.
You spent a lot of time on the campus of then Northeast Missouri State University, now Truman. What do you recall from that time?
It was a great time in my life. Certainly the criminal justice program, or now the justice studies program, is one of those impactful things. But I developed a lot of friendships that are lifelong, and from my extracurricular activities there too. I was involved in a couple of different organizations, a criminal justice organization, as well as the Alpha Gamma Rho fraternity. I was a little sis to that at the time. My brother was in the fraternity, and the little sisses, we certainly stay in contact now, and that was one of the favorite things. We participated in the intramurals and softball, the mud tug of war, and things like that. And those were always opportunities to bond with other people and have an experience that you remember the rest of your life.
All right. What are you most looking forward to now leading the Department of Public Safety?
Well, making a difference for Missouri in regards to public safety. You know, if you watch the news, you'll see that different communities across the state are experiencing a higher degree of violent crime, and it is my hope to work with other law enforcement agencies and other partners in public safety to hopefully move the needle in a downward direction on that.
I got to see some footage of you talking to Missouri Task Force One when they returned from working on the East Coast in Hurricane Florence. What was that like for you?
Oh, you know, Missouri Task Force One is a great entity for Missouri, great asset. And to see them come home after having been gone on their longest deployment, which was 19 days, and to be reunited with their families, it was very heartwarming. It was very touching. And it was also equally inspiring that we have a group of people in Missouri that's willing to come together, and you know, they had a team that responded to Hurricane Florence, but they have others who are ready to respond at a moment's notice. It's heartwarming to see people who are willing to serve in that capacity. You know, they're going to communities and areas in which they do not know and are willing to leave their families and their jobs to serve and help a community in need. And it's very inspiring.
Do you find that a lot of folks, Sandy, are not aware of everything that's encompassed within the Department of Public Safety?
You know, they're not. We're a very broad department. We cover, you know, fire safety, alcohol, tobacco control, the Highway Patrol Corps, and the National Guard, and then the State Emergency Management Agency, as well as Veterans Commission and Missouri Gaming Commission, and then Capitol Police, which provides primary law enforcement for the complex here in Jefferson City, but also the director's office. And the director's office covers many areas in which, you know, I kind of knew they existed as the colonel of the patrol, but I didn't have the awareness that I do now, and that is crime victims compensation and services to law enforcement agencies in the grant arena. And so, as well as the Office of Homeland Security, there's a lot that goes on in the director's office that is very important to the state of Missouri, but may not get the publicity all the time that other areas do.
What are some of the big challenges for you moving forward then with the department?
Well, some of the challenges are just getting my head around all that's going on in the department and trying to make sure that all of those nine entities are moving forward as one instead of on different missions. So we're all here to serve. We're all here to enhance public safety. And we just do it in different ways. For example, the Veterans Commission is focused on the service to our veterans and providing the care that they so deserve, whereas SEMA, the State Emergency Management Agency, is focused on the planning and the exercises so that we're ready for whatever disaster might affect the state. And they're doing a drill today on an exercise that could involve the nuclear plant, which is just across the river here for us, but certainly it would impact the state of Missouri if there was something that was gone awry there. So it's bringing all those entities together and making sure that we're moving forward as one. The fire safety, you know, has a very critical role of training firefighters and doing investigations across the state, and it crosses over into the state emergency management agency's realm as well as the Highway Patrol. You know, they're all across the state. Many people know troopers in their communities, and we all work together as one out at SEMA and at other times as well in the Department of Public Safety.
And finally, if you were going to talk to someone who may be in high school thinking about getting involved in public safety at some point in their careers or in their life, what would you tell them? What's so rewarding about it?
The rewarding part is like what I talked about earlier, is those relationships and the impact that you have on people that you may not know until years later, or you may know right away. You are certainly, you know, around people during an emotional time in their lives. whether it's a traffic crash or even a speeding ticket, there's an impact. People don't get those every day. And so if I were a young person interested in public service, to know that there is a rewarding career, there's a lot of job satisfaction for you, but also to expose yourself to as many of the facets that you can without being in that career, so that you know that this is something I want to do for a lifetime, this is something I want to do for 25, 30 years, and not just a passing fad where I'll just do this for a couple of years and see what else comes along.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for being with us today. Really appreciate the time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your support and the coverage that Chris has done for my career, certainly, and for the patrol as well as the Department of Public Safety. So thank you.
The director of the Missouri Department of Public Safety, Sandy Karsten, she's joined us today on Regional Radio.